Fiat, let it be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Friday, this good day, is truly God's day. This Good Friday, of all Good Fridays of our life, falls on the most sacred day of time. This is the day of the beginning and the end of time. This is the day that time wasted in fighting against God was redeemed first by the Old Testament sacrifices and now by the sacrifice of God's own Son. On the 25th of March, Almighty God, by His eternal word, His beloved Son, uttered one word, Fiat, let it be. And it was made. This whole wondrous world of ours was made this day. On this day, Eve, no longer mother of the living but of the dead, tempted by the fallen angel, Satan, appearing as a serpent, tempted in turn her husband, and Adam committed the original sin. Sin must be saved, effaced by sacrifice. On this day, the 25th of March, God commanded Abraham to take his only son up Mount Horeb and to sacrifice him. But having proved his obedience, Abraham, the father of our faith, was spared that sacrifice. And God sent an animal to take the place of Isaac. It would not be so on another 25th of March. But first would come all the wondrous and typical events of the exodus of God's chosen people. I mean the slaying of the Paschal Lamb, as the subdeacon chanted in today's epistle, and its consumption, the eating of the unleavened bread, the smearing of the doorposts with the blood of the spotless Lamb, and then the miraculous exodus and passing through the Red Sea. All of these things were as so many prophecies to prepare the hearts of God's own people when the true 25th of March would come. Finally, of preparations and of prophecies, there were no more. God could do no more. God, think of it, could do no more to bend the stiff-necked people to His merciful designs. On the 25th of March, God sends at midnight the great archangel Gabriel to the virgin espoused to a man named Joseph, Mary, at prayer in her inner chamber at Nazareth, to request of her that she should be the mother of God. This angel does not solicit her to sin, but rather requests her submission, which she willingly gives in that one word that makes her to be the mother of all of the living, the new and the true Eve. Imagine the saints and the fathers have so understood Scripture since the second century. Mary, the true and the new Eve, by her fiat, be it done to me according to thy word. Today, on the 25th of March, the Son says seven words as he hangs dying on the cross. For God did not spare his only Son as he did for Abraham. The mother standing next to the cross says not a word, but both of them together say, Fiat. The Son by speech, the mother by her silence. Today and every day, many times a day, we pray the Our Father, whose living, beating heart is that one word, Fiat. Thy will be done. When we make that petition, we see comprised all that we need to ask for and all that we need to do for our sanctification. Finally, today, on the 25th of some March month, Gabriel will come again. Not this time to request, but to require submission. He will come not to a virgin, but to a human race sullied with every possible sin. He will come not to the mother, but to us, her children. And he will come not with the silvery tones of Ave Gratia Plena, but with the bold, brash trumpet, which will require the presence of the living and the dead before God's throne to be judged. And today, 1 year, the 25th of March, it will be the end of the world. This Good Friday, where are we? We are midmost in the moment, in the hour of God's merciful design. This day at noon, we see the fiat of God's first creation, and then we see the Son at Calvary crucified, whilst the natural sun hides its face. And then in our mind's eye, we look all the way to the end of our race and the final trumpet note telling us time's end. Mary stands by the foot of that cross on which Jesus hangs. And here we see the whole heart of this mystery. At the center of all of the mysteries of any Good Friday of Calvary, as at the center of the first fiat of creation, down throughout the fiat, the let it be of the incarnation, finally to that of the redemption. Always at the heart, you see love. Love endlessly pouring itself out upon us insignificant and infinitely insulting creatures. We were born today at Calvary, members of his mystical body. And she, our mother, in the pangs of incredible pain, gave birth to us. This must be why she loves us so. However could we love her in return? The test of our trueness to this mother. We have walked, have we not, the Via Matris, all seven stations of our sorrowful mother with her this Lent. The test of our trueness to her is not our tears, but rather our trials, when God sends some Simon of Cyrene carrying a cross towards us. It could be sickness. It could be heartbreak. It could be a broken family or broken finances. Do we bless God? Do we adore His will? Do we accept it lovingly as part of an all-wise plan? When our best efforts meet with failure and with frustration, the unqualified defeat of a fallen man, can we still glorify God and take that cross as Christ did to the derision of the soldiers and kiss it even as we hoist it on our shoulders? When those in power give us about as much chance as Jesus had before Annas and Caiaphas, when they laugh us to scorn, as Herod and his degenerate attendants did that Good Friday, when Jews plot against us as against our Lord of old, inciting the pagans to persecute the church as they have done for so many centuries, when we are condemned as unjustly as Pilate condemned Christ, do we take the word which God used to create the world, the word which Mary used to bring into flesh Him who would recreate the world in sanctity and justice of truth, the word which our Lord used on the eve of this great day in the garden, be it done unto me according to thy word? Do we say our fiat? It is the one word which expresses the fullest faith. It is the only word that spells real fidelity. Mary used that word, and she became the Mother of God. We must use it if we are to be true to Almighty God. Almighty God shows us His adorable will in different ways, but the fact is, as long as He wills a thing, we are fools if we oppose our will to His, if we do not say fiat. And the lone exception is sin. God never wills sin. He never permits it. But He does draw good out of evil. And you can see that in the five wounds on our Savior's figure, which come Sunday will shine as so many rubies in the sacred monstrance of His glorified flesh. Because Mary knew that Jesus was God, she could say a silent fiat to the kiss of Judas, to Pilate's condemnation, to the thrust of the spear of Longinus, because we know that Jesus is God of God, we can say fiat in the face of the cruelest tyranny. We will say fiat with Our Lady and give glory to God even when God goes underground, as He did on that first Good Friday, buried in the tomb, even as the church in our day has been reduced to going underground. And now we have, as Daniel prophesied of old, no high priest and no prophet and no temple and no sacrifice. And we are destitute. We are become as the poorest of men. But still today, we are certain the gates of hell will not prevail against the Catholic Church. And in the end, we are positive her immaculate heart will triumph. We are convinced, we are persuaded, as St. John tells us, that every child of God has enough strength in him to be a victor over all of the world. And this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. To accept God's will is not mere passivity. To accept God's will is to become an army of youth renewed and restored at Holy Mass, fighting as children of Mary and of Christ our King. To accept God's will means that not a one of us can opt for non-combatant status. It means simply this, that we accept the status quo which God has seen fit to permit, but at the same time we reject with every fiber of our being every atom of evil in this world of ours. God permits, but he doesn't really want. Fail to grasp that, and you won't ever be able to live the doctrine of the fiat as God wants us to live and as Mary has shown us how to live. God permits sin. He does not want it. He permits us to know temptation. He expects us to reject it. God permits heresy and schism. He ardently desires that we combat and conquer the one and heal the other. At this moment in time, God, in his goodness, allows the Judeo-Masonic conspiracy, the great one-world religion and one-world government conspiracy, which has been cooking for so many centuries behind the scenes, to reach its apex of evil. Our Lord will have it so. But he will have it as well that each one of us fight with all of our energy, with all of our faculties, with all of our strength against it. Understand the meaning of today's word, what makes the 25th of March to be so great, fiat. When Mary used it, she was going to cooperate with God in the mighty works of the incarnation and the redemption. When we use it, and we should be using it all day long, because we, most of us, have most Good Fridays rather than Easter Sundays. It means that we are willing to cooperate with Almighty God in prolonging the incarnation, in continuing the work of the redemption, that we live and labor for the coming of Christ, our King. Understand that. Thy will be done is nothing less than a call for action. Our Lady is telling us that our fiat demands more than mere acceptance. It demands work and labor and trouble. Almighty God will have it so. How long did our Lord prepare the world and his own one chosen people for his coming? But alas, they were not ready. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But we are now his own, and we must receive him. But how will he come except the same way he came the first time, born outside of the least of Judea's cities and done to death outside of her greatest city? He who at birth had to borrow a manger to be laid in, he who at death borrowed a tomb. the God who is a poor man and acquainted with infirmity, our Lord who was stung by an ingratitude fiercer than anything you and I will ever have to bear, our Lord who met, it seems, nothing but frustration and failure and defeat, and who went back to God with only one trophy of victory, Dismas, his converted thief. This is the Christ who comes to us in every event of our lives. But he is Jesus Christ. And because he is yesterday and today and the same forever, how will he come to you except in that same opposition, loneliness, and that same lowliness, that same frustration and failure and defeat? For it was by these means that he did God's will and redeemed this world. History repeats itself. Our work today is to reverse the history of the chosen people of God. God will repeat his work because God does not change. We must learn from what the Jews of old failed to learn. Our darkness this Good Friday must comprehend the light. When he comes unto his own, this time we must receive him. God help us if we do not, for we are his new and his eternal covenant, the people unto him for all eternity. Almighty God will send the same trials upon us, sometimes simply to scourge us away from all of those attachments that make us love the darkness rather than the light. If only we could say what Mary said to Gabriel. If only we could understand that with that fiat, the death pangs of what is left of Christendom, which we are witnessing in the world today, do not need to be a death at all. It could lead to life again. If only we could remember that we are Christ's members, the great truth of the mystical body of Christ, and that Mary is our mother. She became mother to us by suffering in her immaculate heart a grief so wide and deep as the suffering which Jesus knew in his immaculate body. So too must we, his members, prove, if only we would allow him to expand the limits of our little stony cold hearts to make them big enough for Christ the King to reign there. If only, like Mary, we could say fiat to suffering. That suffering whereby Mary became co-redemptrix, that suffering whereby the Redeemer ransomed a fallen world, sunk deep, deep in sin. His death and her mystical death, his passion and her compassion, all of this must not be in vain. Fiat, be it done.